Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another Wim Hof Wednesday, episode 24, where we have our friend from France, Kevin Baudin, who will be sharing how to get Google and SEO on your side so you can fill up your ice baths with those participants who are so happy and scared to jump in the ice. Kevin, he helps fighters to perform better. He, thanks to Wim Hof method and of course, Oxygen Advantage too, he's certified in both, but not only that, he does SEO, which allows him to find quality or unqualified clients for his business. So today, Kevin will be sharing us his tips and tricks on what he does to not only get people who cared about this, but also to be on the radar, like, hey, this event is actually happening near you and you want to be there. Without further ado, I would love to present my friend, person who I did the advanced module with in Stro, onto the stage by asking everyone to unmute themselves. And again, the corny same old thing every week, get your right hand and get your left hand and then bang them together as we welcome him on stage. Kevin, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Francesco. So can everybody hear me well?
I hear you perfectly. Yeah?
Okay. So yes, today I will show you how you can get a customer from Google. So maybe you have a website or maybe you plan to have a website. As you know, there have different ways to get customer. You can use like Facebook, Instagram. But today I will show you how you can get customer from Google especially. The thing is, it's very interesting to get customer from Google because you have to work one time and after you write a post and a post that you can publish on your website, you can have customer look like at lifetime. Yes. So if you want to have customer from Google, you have three steps to follow. The first step is to do a brainstorming. So I write for you a few examples and I will show you how to use it and to check it with some software. And I will also give you the link and some good deals. So it depends where you live. If you live in Germany, if you live in the UK or any country, you can looking for Wim Hof and you can add another keyword like your briefing methods. It can also be your city. So for example, Wim Hof London, Wim Hof Workshop London. So just you can take about 5-10 minutes and looking for a few keywords. And with the software I will show you, you can also have different searches. And I will show you how to do that. So for example, if you are looking for Wim Hof Workshop in London, so we can use this software. So the software is not for free, but with the if you go on the Ranker Fox, I can put it in. I will share it with you. You can use up. You have to check for the up the pro version. You have the basic plan. You have to check for the 10 pro. The price is about 15 euro per month, and it allows you to use all this software. So especially SEMrush. And another one, this one, one.fr. And you can cancel at any time you want. You can just use it for 1 month and you can cancel your subscription. So when you're here, I can looking for Wim Hof Workshop. And if we are in the United States, I can choose all the country I want. And I can see that about 720 people looking for Wim Hof workshop. And this is the keyword difficulty, it's about 25%. So is this the, from my experience, is the maximum 25%. 30%, 35%, the competition start to be too much. So you have to do a lot of backlinks after that. So try to looking for how many people looking for the keyword per month, and about the keyword difficulty, it's about 20-25% maximum. So something is very interesting with this software, that you have different variation of the keyword. So for example, if you from Australia, Wim Hof Workshop Australia, you can also, we can do, for example, looking for Wim Hof London. I will put in UK. Maybe only 10 people looking for this workshop. So maybe they have different kind of keywords.
10 people in, I'm sorry to interrupt you, 10 people a month in the UK are looking up Wim Hof London? Okay.
Yeah, looking for especially this keywords.
Thank you.
But it's not the, how can I say, they have a difference between what the software show you and the reality. Maybe they have maybe 100 or 1,000 people looking for this keyword. You know, it's just a piece of the reality, but it can give you a good, how can I say that, point of view about how many people looking for. So Wim Hof Method London, we have about 40 people looking for. London Real Wim Hof and Wim Hof Classes London. So if we want to, for example, write a post and get people from this keyword, we can also, I will open Google here. And Wim Hof. So we have, so I am in France, so maybe the results will be different on your computer. So we have the Wim Hof method on the first position. We have Tim Vanderblade. We have another, maybe Wim Hof instructor, maybe you, I don't know. And CrossFit. So this is all the websites. This one. This one. And okay. So if we want to looking for customer in London, so it can be interesting to write a post on your website. And when you write this post, to do everything for Google, understand that you want to talk about Wim Hof Classes London, because they have the difference about what you want to talk about, what you think to talk about, and to have your post that we can say Google friendly. When the bot of Google will come on your post, you have to know if what your post talk about. So to do that, did the step number three, you can optimize your text with textoptimizer.com. Is the one.fr, but it is the English version. So if I, okay. So this is the main, the homepage. I will do in English. So I will click on optimize your text. on Google. And here you can write the keyword. So Wim Hof, that is London. And after that, you can just paste your text here. So you just have to copy and paste your text, and the software will give you a notation, and you have to be about 80% match with the keyword. And I don't know how to say it in English. I don't know how I write it. I didn't write it. Is that all the keyword expression you will use in your post to make Google understand that your post talk about a specific keywords. So if we repeat the different steps, first do the brainstorming. So also in your language, if you from Germany, for example, so looking for Wim Hof and add another keyword like a briefing methods, your city, workshop, instructor. You can also use some keyword like cold exposure, ice bath. So after that, you use SEMrush to know if how many people looking for your keywords per month, and also the keyword competition. So like I told you, no more than 20-25%, because if not, it will be too difficult to reach the page number one. And when you have enough people looking for the keyword, when you have a competition no more than 20 or 25%, so you can start to write a post or page. And when you write the page, after that, you check with text optimizer if you use enough good keywords or expression in your text. So for example, if you write about Wim Hof, you will use, for example, ice mine, you will use like ice bath, cold exposure, briefing, all the keyword, or I can say like a cloud, you have your main keyword. And if you, for example, if you talk about pizza, you have to talk about tomato, about pasta, about maybe Italy, you know, all the keywords make you think about the main keyword. Is it clear for you?
Definitely, definitely. This is great, great stuff. I already put it in the websites because I'm definitely going to use them later.
Okay. So after you write your post, so maybe it will be not enough. So the thing you have to know that if you write a post about, for example, Wim Hof Classes London, some people will looking for not exactly the same keyword that we call the long trend. That means, for example, people we are looking for, do we have Wim Hof Classes in London? You know, a very long expression or keyword. For example, of course, the software, like I told you, just give you a part of the reality. So even if you are not on the page number one, on the first page of Google on your specific keyword, you can reach the page, the first page of the result with other keyword. I will show you with my website. So, I'll show you about the last 12 months. Okay. So this is a workshop Wim Hof. You know, I write a post about the breathing Wim Hof method, but I can see people come from, I can translate that, breathing Wim Hof method before sleep. They're also looking for Wim Hof VO2 max, breathing Wim Hof how many times per day. So you see, I just write one post, but the people can looking for my post on different way, not only the keyword I choose. And after I write it, every day I will have people looking for Wim Hof and also Wim Hof workshop. And I can fill my workshop without do anything, but because I work before. So you work a lot first, you looking for the right keywords, you write a post, and you can also start to looking for backlinks. But after you are on the page number one, and especially on the top three result of Google, every day people will come from Google to your website. And the thing is the people who are really looking for a Wim Hof workshop. So if, for example, 100 people looking for workshop classes in London, maybe 50% will go to your workshop. And after that, so yeah, after you write your post, the last thing is to get backlinks. I don't know how to looking for backlinks in English. I know it how to do it in France. So they have different way to looking for backlinks. You can pay for it, or you can get some free backlinks. If free backlinks, you have to spend time. It's not an easy task. I don't know if they have some website where you can buy specific backlinks. For example, I don't know if we can looking for this kind of software in English, maybe. Is a kind of website. It is a bank of different websites. For example, if I want looking for health. So the website will check all the different websites where I can buy a link. So for example, I can buy a link on this website, and this is the price. But of course, you can make a maximum of 20 euro, for example. And this website, for example, you can have a link for 20 euro. You have to write the post, and you can submit your post for they can put it online. Does everybody know about what is a backlink?
I've heard of it, but I wouldn't say I'm well trained in it.
Yeah, so a backlink is when you go on a website. I don't know if I go on my website, I will show you. This is my website. So, okay. I even don't know if I have the, I think I have the link. For example, you have your website here. And the backlinks is the, I will show you. Here.
I think I have one here. Oh, I have one here. Let me check if I have some backlinks here. Okay. So this is a backlinks. So this is my website. And when you click on this text, you go to this website. So I make a backlink from my website to this website. And more you will have backlinks, quality backlinks, and more you will be popular for Google. So if you have the good keyword with a low competition and you have, I don't know, is it like a semantic field? I don't know if the exact expression in English, but if you use the correct keyword and all the keyword around and different variation, so Google will understand that your post talk about a specific keyword. And after that, if you add some backlinks, you almost sure to put your website in the first result of Google for a specific keyword.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, is this more understandable about what is a backlinks?
Yeah, I think you're basically putting a link on the post and then from there.
On other websites, but the website have to be in the same topic that yours.
Okay.
For example, if you add the backlinks on, I don't know, a website talk about dogs or cats, is not match with your topic. So of course the backlinks will be powerless than if you have a backlinks on a very famous blog or website into your own topic.
Yeah. No, Kevin, this is amazing stuff. I wrote many notes down, and I think I could speak for myself, but maybe for other people too, that this is also a lot of information. So I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, can you share a specific story on how all of this has helped you in detail, like how this has filled up your ice bath? And two, how can we get started? Maybe with help, would you recommend us going on Fiverr or one of these websites where we could get an assistant? Because what you're telling me, and it's all doable by myself, but I could also feel like this is almost like learning another language. So would you so if you start with a story about like how this has filled up your ice baths, and then maybe share how we can get started with help, because I know I need help, because this is a new language to me.
So for example, if I write stage Wim Hof France, Wim Hof. So this is, I'm looking for people who are looking for a workshop Wim Hof in France.
And stage means workshop.
Stage is mean a workshop. So you see, this is the different Wim Hof instructor. That this is Jean-François, this is Leonardo, and this is me. So when people looking for a Wim Hof workshop in France, I'm on the third position.
That's amazing.
My goal is to be here, you know, but two of them, you know, the competition is strong on this work, on this keyword. So he get about more than 50% of the people who are looking for this website of this keyword. Leonardo, I think he got about, 30, 40, and I get about 20 or 10%. So
And by the way, guys, Kevin just became an instructor in September, and Leonardo and I'm assuming the Ice Mind have been doing it for much longer.
Yeah, yeah, more than few years already.
So a few years compared to a few months, and he's already right below them in third place. So Kevin, you're a huge gift to us, because this is not competing with other people, but just using all the tools we can to get these participants to know that we're here. Because you, number one, number two, number three, number four, as long as we're on the list where people can see us and not just bump into us somehow on online. But great, this is amazing. And then what would you say to even Matt put it in there? This is a whole new world. This is also a new language to me. What would you say, where do I start if I don't want to do it on my own?
So the first thing you have to do is something you can do by yourself. It's to looking for the different keywords on the step number one.
Okay.
Because if you ask someone to write for you, you have to tell the people about what keyword you want they write on. That's correct. They write on, yeah.
Okay, yeah, what they could write about, right?
Write about, yes. And they can, it's the minimum, because they can write, if you don't ask, oh, I want you to write post who talk about Wim Hof breathing exercises, for example, you can don't know how to write your post properly. So first thing, do a brainstorming and about all the keywords. And after that, go check it on SEMrush. And how many people are looking for the keyword per month? Because maybe nobody looking for your keywords, so you don't have to write a post about that. So after that, you can ask people write the post for you. You can do it on Fiverr. Just be careful, because when it's cheap, sometimes is a shit as well. So be careful about that. Check about the feedback and the review of the people, and you can ask a sample of a post. You can ask for a few samples if you want, and choose the best one. But just be careful about that, because sometimes you spend $5, but you get for what you pay.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. And I'm going to open up the table for everyone to ask questions too, but just one last question. So we do the hard work of brainstorming, getting the keywords. We find someone who can write the post. And you said that you're in third, right? When it comes to France Wim Hof, what is the results of that? You're saying it fills up your events. Would you say your events have been filled up, even though we're going through this whole COVID restrictions? You're able to get more out of it because of.
I still feel my workshop, not only with Google, because I have different ways, but something it's an advice for you guys. I will show you up how I do it. So this is the different way to have a workshop, look like the one day workshop. This is if the people want to contact me and they want me to go to their CrossFit box or I don't know how to say it, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. If they want me to come to their shop to make a workshop,
right?
And the people who want to face to face, you know, just for one people.
Okay.
This is my workshop. When you click, you go to the Wim Hof website, and if you don't find your days, if just give me your email and I will let you know when the new workshop will be able.
Okay. Matt just asked, I'm sorry, please go ahead, continue. Yeah.
And after that, I write how it's going on, how many hours, the price, maximum of 6 people, the break times. This is the video I made. This is the what we will talk about during these 4 or 5 hours. How to participate, choose your workshop, make the subscription, get the confirmation by email, and be on time on the workshop. This is my who I am, the testimonial, the picture, and after that, this is for the people who are looking for the website for the workshop, and all of this is for Google. You see?
Wow.
I write for Google know about what I'm talking about.
Now I understand. Well, this is great. We have Matt who asked the question, is it more effective to funnel traffic to your official Wim Hof account or another website?
Up to your official Wim Hof accounts. If I understand, it's to get to don't have a website, but just bring the people to your Wim Hof accounts. Is it that?
Hey Matt, was that the question? If he wants to just clarify. Yeah, he said yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't have the, I can say, on your Wim Hof profiles, you cannot do a lot of things because you don't have the French expression, you don't have the hand on it. You cannot write something to make Google understand what you talk about. And you cannot do all I do, you know. It's the easy way to just do it on the Wim Hof website, on your profile, but you know, you can do all this with your website and just this with the Wim Hof website, because it's not your website.
Cool, I understand, thank you. Now I would love to, Matt, thank you for your question. Now anyone else here have a question that's pertaining to using SEO, Google, and basically being seen by anyone who's like, you know what, I just saw Wim Hof on YouTube or on BBC now, I'm going to type in Wim Hof, my city. Anyone have any questions that Kevin can help? Because right now he's here. We have Oliver. Thank you, Oliver, for raising your hand.
Hi, thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Kevin, for your advice. I'm probably maybe a bit like Matt in that I've just qualified. I don't have a website. And what I was thinking of doing was just using the Wim Hof platform. And I know that I think I will have my own sort of page or section, won't I? My question is it possible for me to do search engine optimization so that if people are searching, let's say Wim Hof London or Wim Hof London, the result would appear on Google directing them to my part of the Wim Hof platform, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand. Do you have can you share your profile with me on the...
I've only just qualified, so I haven't yet set up the profile.
So,
congratulations, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Francesco.
So I will... I will just looking for if it's possible. So If I do that, I will check if it's possible to optimize your profile.
Up. Great question, by the way, because not everyone's going to have a website from the door. You know, you just finished. You're not going to have a website just for Wim Hof then and there. So this is a great question. If we can use what we already have to optimize SEO.
So something you can do is about the text here. I don't know if I can add some title inside. I'm not sure. What is the title here? Kevin. Okay. You see, this is the what we call the title number one, the main title. This is the title number two. And I don't have the, I cannot change it because when I go to my profile, I cannot change it, you know. I maybe can change this by Kevin Bodin Wim Hof workshop in the London or Annecy. I only can change the title number three. And you know, when you do SEO, they have don't. When you're looking for one keyword, for example, a workshop Wim Hof London, the main keyword have to be on that we call URL. So like I do up here, I will show you.
So see? Basically it would be part of your name. So
yeah, this is Stage Wim Hof France, because I'm looking for people looking, I want to let Google know I did my post talk about workshop Wim Hof France. So is it in my URL? You can do it here. See, I cannot change it because I not own the website of Wim Hof. The main title here is I think it's this one. See, it's very important for Google to know about this title, but you cannot change it. The number two, and it's also not the main one, but it's very important. And the only one you can change is the title number three. So yeah, it will be difficult for me, in my opinion, reach the page number one only by write a post, for example, here. You know, you can write about, I don't know, 1,000 words, for example, but I don't know if you can do it actually, because maybe the Wim Hof website have a limit about 500 words, I don't know. So the best way is to have your own website.
And then, I mean, for the record, for when it comes to our guidelines, your website will still have to guide back to buying the tickets through the Wim Hof website. I just want to put that out there, as we're all playing by the rules, you know? Yeah, and I see Bernhard has a question, please.
Okay, guys, really important is definitely to check the branding guidelines that we get from Innerfyer. Okay, this helps you to really know if you're on the right path or not. So check the guidelines that we all got from them. Everybody has the access via the Drive folder, the Google Drive folder, and definitely check them, because there are some really necessary parts that we have to look for it. I don't know, let me check if I can, where can I send some screenshot or something like that?
I believe you can, in the top right where it says message to everyone, it's a little folder with a clip in the corner, and you can just basically
can add, I drag something. And drop something in the chat? Is it possible?
I believe that, or you could just share your screen. I believe if Kevin stops sharing and then you can share because it's open to everyone.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Can you see my screen? Okay, right now. So you see what I've, wait, right here. Check this side, okay? Do you see my mouse?
Right.
Around the red field. This is absolutely necessary that everybody of us have this in mind, not to use Wim Hof method, Iceman, Wim Hof method in your URL.
Yeah, is your main URL is www.website.com, but you can use after the slash Wim Hof workshop. You allowed to do it, but you cannot add the Wim Hof or Wim Hof method in your when you buy
the domain.
For example, you cannot do the Wim Hof bernardwimhof.com. You cannot do that, but you cannot bernards.com/ Wim Hof instructor. You can do that. Do that.
Okay, but in this case, I would really ask them again because there was some discussion about it with other instructors. Because there was told like, okay, you have like Wim Hof in your URL. Maybe not in the main, but also in a sub URL, you have to change it.
So okay, so they're saying that even if you put your post as Wim Hof changed my life and it comes up as francesco.com/ Wim Hof method changed my life, that's still not correct?
Yeah, so there was this discussion. And with Wim Hof instructors, you know, from Germany, and they popped up something like that. So if we really not know it right now, we should ask them not to do the right and correct use of URL.
Okay.
I think this is necessary.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll email them and I can share it with anyone who's interested because, yeah, I think playing by the rules is always going to be easier, so you don't have to have trouble later on.
It will be very difficult for them to check about that because any website, not even the Wim Hof instructor, can do it. And if you're looking for Wim Hof on Google, you will see a lot of websites who use Wim Hof in the sub URL.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask them.
That's a great point. And I think the guidelines are just so helpful for me in general when it comes to everything I do. I think it's really smart. But the time has arrived and I cannot thank you enough, Kevin, for your years of experience and showing us how you did this in a few months, get to the top of the list and getting people to see not just you, but Wim Hof. I think that's the main goal because maybe you don't live in Paris, but you live in a place near someone who's looking for the Wim Hof, who's just been inspired. And this is what it's all about. And I know Wim Hof would say himself that we're trying to spread the word and we're trying to get out there. Following the guidelines is definitely, as Bernard said, and I know Kevin, you do play by the rules. So we all do. We're all trying our best. So let's make sure we go back to that and keep focused on that, but also just trying all our angles. So you sharing your tips and your tools and what you've learned for all your businesses has been super valuable for us. I know it's going to be a lot. Like Matt said, it's a new world for me too, but there are ways to get ourselves out there and be seen in our communities, in our cities, in our towns. And Kevin, thank you. You know, where can people find you other than the Project Octopus?
Yeah, if you have any question about that, if you want some advice, do not hesitate to contact me. I would be happy to help you with your website if you need some advice or anything.
Thank you so much. And Kevin means that, by the way. He's every time I asked him for tips, now that I'm living on a French island, I said, hey, how do you think I should go about this? And yeah, I got my first lead with a CrossFit gym. So he's really, really super passionate about helping and just community mindset. So everyone, you know what that means. It's time to unmute yourself and get your hands together. And just like we always do, bang them together and thank him for sharing his tips and his secrets, because you know what? We all have some superpower that's helping us become better at this. And when we're sharing that and not keeping it to ourselves, it means a lot. It just shows like, hey, it's not just for me, it's for everyone. So Kevin, thank you. And next week, the same time, same place. I'm sorry I missed the week, guys. I won't do it again. And yeah, if you're interested in being on the Wim Hof Wednesday, please join me and us, because we do need to hear your voice and hear your superpower. Guys, thank you. Without you, what would I do? What would I do on Wednesday night, on midnight? Hey, Heather, nice to see you here.
Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope to see you next week. And thank you guys again, as I'm going to cut out and go nighttime because it is 1 a.m.
Well done.
Thank you so much, everyone. Ciao, ciao. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.